Hey all, so I found this ritual haphazardly sketched on a napkin at a bar. It looked pretty legit, so I decided to post it here. This ritual is to summon some kind of demon or some shit to chase you around. It's super intense and dangerous. Like, if you get caught, he's gonna pull you into an alternate dimension of perpetual pain and suffering via, like, lots of unwanted rough sex for all eternity. So I'll tell you not to do it. But I mean, come on, bro. Don't be a pussy. Ingredients. One principle. 13 mirrors. One sharp object. 13 pieces of red string, each long enough to be wrapped around a mirror. 3 red candles, and something to light them with. Something to write on, and something to write with. 1 proof of citizenship, passport, social security card, original birth certificate, all accepted. At least 1 form of payment, PayPal not accepted. Credit cards preferred. Preparations. Begin at midnight. Step 1. Arrange the mirrors in a circle in the room you wish to start from. This room is where Big Daddy will begin chasing you from. Wrap the red string, each around a mirror. This will keep all of Big Daddy's baby girls, losers from the previous games, from exiting the soap-dropping dimension. Trademark. And body-swapping with you. You'll be stuck in that dimension. I don't know. I guess they'll, like, sleep with your girlfriend or ruin your credit score or something. Step 2. Position the candles into a triangle in the center of the circle. Carve the number 6 into each of the candles using the sharp object and light them. Step 3. Write down every name you've ever heard in full. Maiden name, nickname, name translated in another language from before you moved into your current country, etc. Also, write down the full names of all of your loved ones, your hopes and dreams, and all of your personal information, really. Place this, along with your proof of citizenship and method of payment, into the middle of the triangle created by the candles. Big Daddy's a pimp. He ain't doing shit for free. Step 4. Open all of your doors and windows. Take the sharp object at each opening and cut your hand so that you leave a few drops of blood. Each time you do this, yell out, "Spank me, Daddy! I've been naughty!" 3 times into the darkness outside. Step 5. Go back to the circle and at 1 a.m. exactly yell, "I'm a naughty girl!" And then immediately start booking it. You lose if Big Daddy touches your butt before 6 a.m. If you make it to 6 without getting your butt touched by Big Daddy, congratulations. You win bragging rights. I would list some do's and don'ts, but really, as long as you don't get your butt touched, you should be good.